the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The death toll from the storms in KZN has climbed to 7.
Six people perishing in the Etegwini Metro, where their homes collapsed due to mudslides. And in Eshoba, under Abakulusi local municipality, the body of a young learner that was swept away while crossing a river has been recovered this morning by search and rescue teams.
That's Provincial Cooperative Governance spokesperson Sanzelwe Mzila, who says residents are being urged to remain vigilant as more rain is expected this weekend. At the same time, an Adams Mission family says that they are battling to come to terms with the loss of their relatives during Wednesday night's storm. 44-year-old Mlungisi and 41-year-old Sphindile Mhlongo died after a mudslide hit their home. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
As tragedy was about to strike on Wednesday night, the Mhlongo's three children managed to seek refuge at a neighbor's house, but the couple became trapped inside. The house was completely destroyed in the mudslide. The husband and wife's bodies were found the following morning, but not after 3 hours of digging by search and rescue teams using specialist equipment. One of their sons, Mongezi Mhlongo, who was at rest at the time, says his parents focused on the safety of their children first.
They heard a huge thud and sound started coming into the house. My mom then screamed and instructed my big brother to get our younger siblings out of the house. After doing that, he tried going back, but it was too late. I'm worried about him because he's having nightmares about our parents' final moments.
A total of 7 people have died in the province and almost 100 residents have been affected by the heavy rain. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Adams Mission.
In Limpopo, rescue teams have airlifted at least 37 people from their submerged homes. It's one of the regions in the country that have been lashed by heavy rains this week. Angelique Luertz of the NPO Taba Fire and Rescue says they've done over 50 rescues.
It's quite huge. You know, we've got quite a few bridges that's been swept away. We've had multiple houses underwater, and then the roads as well. The potholes are terrible. So farmers also lost some of, you know, these big jojo tanks. It came down with the river last night.
In other news, 2 suspected drug mules have been nabbed at Oa Tambo International Airport. Police say the man and woman, who are South African, were intercepted after arriving separately on different flights from Brazil. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
Upon inspection, the female suspect was found in possession of cocaine worth 2.5 million rand, while the male suspect was carrying 5 million rand worth of cocaine in his luggage. They were subsequently arrested and will face charges related to drug trafficking. Investigations are ongoing.
And Germany's far-left Die Linke party has enjoyed a late poll surge ahead of Sunday's election. It's been boosted by a spirited anti-fascist speech that quickly went viral. It was given by Heidi Reichneck, seen as a rising star. Die Linke has been especially popular among young voters with its promise to fight for social justice, tax the rich and bring down surging rents. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 31.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Afghanistan are chasing a target of 316 against the Proteas in their Champions Trophy opening clash. There'll be no South African derby in the CAF Champions League quarterfinals in April. And Andy Burkitt has chases in the Doozy Canoe Marathon as he closes in on his 15th title.